95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station, and Daytona's Drink Station, because it's happy hour on Friday. Steve, you thirsty?
Always thirsty.
I'm Riggs. That's Josh from SR Parade. Let's hear it for him. Woo! Who brought us great flavors to kick off this weekend. Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to see you again. It's Friday, and as we are forced to do, we have to try new flavors. And today you brought us stuff I've never seen before.
Well, you have.
Oh.
But it's been a while.
Okay.
But I also have some three new flavors.
I like this.
Ooh. All right. Yeah.
Let's get into it.
So what I have here is Dogfish's new Bar Cart Variety Pack,
okay,
which is their cocktails.
Okay.
Real spirit-based.
Bar Cart?
If you want to. Do you want to bark real quick, Steve? No, Bar Cart.
Oh, Bar Cart. Okay. Gotcha.
So thanks
it's
for
a dog.
That.
I thought that
appreciate you
thing.
Doing okay. It anyway.
You might want to throw that to them, though, if you want to call them. Call after the show.
Okay, after the show. Okay. Definitely. So this is a variety pack. You get two of each flavor, so it's an 8-pack.
Okay.
In the past, we have carried 4 packs of two of these flavors. One was the strawberry, and the other one was their blueberry shrub.
Okay.
So we're going to introduce 2 new flavors. The 4 packs have gone away. So now you can get this 8-pack, which is kind of nice because you get some variety with it.
I like that.
All right.
All right.
So we're going to start off with one of the new flavors, which is the Blood Orange and Mango Vodka Crush.
Oh.
Mm.
And like I said, these are real spirits. So it's real vodka.
Yeah.
7% alcohol.
Oh. Okay.
So,
all right.
It's going to get the job done.
You know? There's no malt beverage intervention here. This is just the real deal.
Ooh, yeah.
Slim can, so you're not getting too crazy, right?
Well, you know, you're still getting, it's 355 milliliters. I don't know what that is in ounces.
Oh, boy. I don't even want to try that math, Steve. You
gonna... Yeah.
Ooh.
But it is a, you know, it looks like a regular 12-ounce can.
Okay.
They might have to list it.
Ooh, I like
spirit.
This.
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, I feel like I'm I feel like I'm having
I smell the mango.
I feel like I'm having a little fruit
I do
salad.
Too.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
So right on the can, it says that it's a culinary crafted cocktail.
Okay.
I think we all know at this point that Dogfish not only does beer, but they are very passionate about culinary. So that's how they match up all their flavors,
yes,
and things. And it just kind of seemed, you know, kind of a no-brainer because they actually distill their own spirits as well. So they're distilling their own vodkas and gins to make these products.
That's pretty
They're
huge.
Not outsourcing.
Yeah. Hmm.
So I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah,
that is pretty neat.
Where is Dogfish?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Are they Pennsylvania?
No.
No. Michigan?
Close.
Not Ohio. Not
Maryland.
That much.
Maryland?
Maryland. Sounds good. Yeah. Maryland. Pretty close.
Delaware.
All right, Delaware.
Sorry. Like all I said, right. I have 50-some-odd suppliers I try to remember where they're all from.
I should have put you on the spot. Right. We'll totally edit that part out.
Yeah.
Hmm. So this is one of the new flavors. They've had these before, though.
Right. So this is one of the new flavors for us, at least. Man, is it good.
That is a perfect good. Balance.
Yeah.
I don't really get I'm not getting the alcohol in there.
I do. I get it on the very end.
Are you?
I get it on the very
maybe
back.
Maybe I just drink too much, but I don't get it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I taste it. It's there.
This just tastes
believe
like
me.
This tastes like a V8 or something.
I'm like a light orange crush. So
yes, okay. Delightful. All right.
Delightful. With a little bit of mango popped in there, you know?
What else can you please our taste buds with?
I'm digging
today.
These, all right, man.
So let's go with one of the classic flavors.
Woo!
This is where it's going to get a little weird on you.
Uh-oh. I like weird, though.
So do they, right? So Dogfish loves getting kind of weird. So this is blueberry shrub. Have you ever heard of what a shrub is in the cocktail world?
No.
Number one, look at the color on that.
I know.
Wow.
You can tell that is real blueberry.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It's beautiful. I
mean, that's gonna stain the hell out of your shirt if you're wearing a white top or something.
Yeah.
That's fun.
All right. Ooh, good thing I got the black on.
Yeah. Don't you know you're not supposed to wear white after Labor
Day? Why, absolutely. That's why I plan there's a little bit of white in this Offspring shirt. That's fun. All right.
Dude.
What is shrub?
So a shrub
is
essentially a vinegar-based cocktail mixer. This particular shrub is made with balsamic and red wine.
Oh,
and then you get blueberry.
Goodness.
So if you think about it, all those flavors kind of marry very well on a culinary side. If you have like some pork tenderloin or something like that.
Okay.
Yes.
I've made shrub before. It is an intensive process as far as like waiting for it. I love this.
I do too.
Yeah.
Now, okay. I've got some blueberries in the fridge. Okay. Now, we can go get some of those right now and we can compare. And they will taste almost the same, except my blueberries won't have the vodka.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know. But what if we just pop some blueberries in there?
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
I would get a nice little treat at the bottom of your cup.
Yeah.
Here's what I like to do. I like to hide in an actual shrub and hoard all these and not let anybody else have them. Because if you share this variety pack with people, they're going to want this.
I'm on
this
board for that, too.
You know what I'm saying? Just kind of tuck away in there. That's exceptional, though. Well, what I mean, and what are these? What are our ABVs on these?
7%. So, like I said, this is going to get that done. It's technically two shots of alcohol in every can.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to whine about that at all.
No.
No way, man.
Yeah.
It is the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh Messar-Prod is here with great flavors. Stick around. More coming up on the Morning Hog. 95.7 The Hog.
Don't stare at my berries.